righty. Thanks, everybody, for checking back in to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel. You're Nathan. We're brothers. We read comics. Gross. Do no one wants to hear that in their ears?
Drink some brewskis for our audio listeners. That's what they are. Not energy drinks.
Yeah. Now Nathan's dabbing right now.
Yeah. Wait. Like the...
Yeah.
Okay, good. How you doing, Daniel?
Good, good. I have a story I want to tell you.
Oh, goodness.
So I was asking a coworker, like, if they're going to watch the game, you know, the big game. And he's like, no, not really. And he wears, like, superhero shirts, you know, like a Superman or Batman kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm like, are you more like a nerd? Like, you read comics or something? He's like, yeah, I've read some comics.
Okay.
He's like, I'd probably tell you just about anything about Marvel and DC.
I'm oh, like, shit. He has no idea what he's getting into.
And so I'm like, okay. What is the question's real name? And he's like, the question? I'm like, never mind.
Dude, we read the whole thing and I couldn't tell you. It's like Carter or something, right?
What? No, that's fucking...
That's Hawkman.
That's Booster.
Booster.
Yeah, remember Daniel Carter was like his like ancestor's name?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Question's real name, it's like John?
No.
Wayne?
No. Wayne?
Gracie.
Wayne Gracie. You mean... Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky.
The actor. Fuck, what is his name? I couldn't even tell you that. I read 52 issues of that
so
shit.
So I know his first name off the top of my head. And then I was like, oh, if he knows the whole thing, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Johnson.
Okay, his first name is Vic.
Vic Jones,
you say.
I don't know. Is there a J in there? Or am I crazy?
No J's.
What is it?
There's a G.
Vic.
Doesn't start with a G, though.
What is it?
It's Vic Sage.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, dude.
That's wrong.
Anyway, and so I'm like, so you know everything about superhero movies? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Okay, sorry.
I overestimated his nerdiness.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought that was funny.
Bullied him.
I'm like, I bet he doesn't even know I have a comic book podcast.
You just like reverse bullied him.
I know, dude. Like, you're not even a nerd.
I love how... That's bullying people now. Like, you're not a nerd enough.
Yeah, basically. It's like, you don't even watch anime kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I see a lot of that.
Yeah. Because anime used to be, like, a bit weird for people to, like, consume.
I refuse to watch it because I'm like, oh, this is weird now.
This is for yeah. But, wait, now you refuse to watch it?
No. Back in, like, middle school.
Yeah, but then we realized we were watching like Dragon Ball Z and stuff and like Teen Titans.
That doesn't count.
Like, pretty much,
Teen Titans is not anime.
It kind of.
But like we didn't know that Dragon Ball Z was like anime. We just thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah, we just thought it was cartoons.
Yeah.
So it's kind of always been cool if you think about it.
But then you knew like the Naruto kids, you know? And you're like, ooh, okay.
Yep.
These kind of people like that shit. I don't want to be part of them.
Yeah, we don't claim them.
But that's pretty cool.
So do you feel good bullying this man? For not knowing a thing that I also didn't know.
No, I felt mean about it. Because I was trying to figure out what this dude's about, you know?
I think that is an interesting...
When there's like that nugget of like, oh, a nerdy person when he has like, you know, a Red Hood shirt on or something. I'm like, I want to know how nerdy he is, you know?
Yeah, because Red Hood I feel like is one of those ones where people know about him and they like the idea of him, but he doesn't have a whole lot of mainstream presence. Like he's in Titans, the live action show, or he's in like probably just the animated movie that a lot of people watched. So that is interesting though, to think like, what would I ask someone if I was trying to gauge how much of a nerd they actually are?
You know? If someone tells you, can basically tell you anything about Marvel or DC, what do you ask them? Or you can quiz me on something.
I think as like a feeler, I'd be like, what was the first Crisis? And it'd just be
Crisis
like,
on Infinite Earths?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they could tell me that, I'm like, okay. So they know, you know, some stuff like a bit deeper.
He might have guessed that one if he saw like that trailer.
I guess, that animated movie is coming out, huh?
So apparently it's going to be like three parts.
Yeah, I thought it was only two. And then I heard that there's a part three.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I'll have to watch that one. Apparently it's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah. The first one came out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd probably just like start with that and be like, what are you reading?
Yeah.
What do you like?
I tried to get that album, but he just like wasn't. I guess nothing was coming to him because it's probably been a while since he's been reading. But
okay.
Anyway, Nathan, we got different segments in our description. You know, like Danielle roasting people at work.
Mm-hmm.
We got the book, which is Mosley. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news.
Big news?
No, not really.
Not really.
Some big news. Nathan, you remember the comic White Trees by Chip Zdarsky?
Yeah.
That shit's coming back.
In comics?
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's Chris Anka.
Yeah.
And Chip just had to wait for Chris Anka to stop doing
fucking every Spider-Verse animated movie.
Shit. Yeah.
Because he's done like other stuff too,
I guess.
And because like,
which is cool.
I think he's a great artist. And I was like almost sad that like we like lost him because he's doing like the Spider-Verse stuff, which is obviously he's making, really like, real cool.
Money.
Yeah, he's making like fat money, but it's cool that he's still coming back to do like just like weird comics.
Yeah, important work.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Daniel, did you know? So Ultimate Black Panther at the time of recording came out last week, and the people at Penguin Random House lost like 1,200 copies randomly.
Weird.
So they don't even know where it went, supposedly. And so I guess now Ultimate Black Panther is already like pretty up there.
How do you lose that?
I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah.
1,200 copies.
I don't think anyone just accidentally got 1,200 copies of his book.
Yeah. It's like, that's like, what, 4 long boxes worth, maybe?
I don't 5? Know.
That's crazy.
Nathan.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a book coming out. It's called The Batman. Batman.
Mm-hmm.
First Night. And it's by Dan Jurgens and Mike Perkins.
Cool.
And it's like a Black Label 3-issue prestige book. And what's cool about it is it's a golden age story. So it'll have like very old school, like Batman designs, you know, like more first appearance kind of stuff. Kind of looks like, you know, the first like live action movies and stuff like that. But it'll be this like dark story kind of thing. So it's like, which I thought was neat.
Yeah, that is cool. So like the time period that's going to be that it's set in is like golden age comics.
Yeah, like 1938.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, I like that idea.
Yeah, no, I was really excited about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't even know.
Who's doing it, the art? Is Jurgens drawing it or?
Mike Perkins. Right, okay. Let me look it up for you.
Yeah, it sounds cool. I like the idea.
So that's like an article about it, if you want to.
Oh, yeah, he's got that he's got that weird suit.
Yeah, with the weird ears.
He's got the weird ears that kind of go out. It's almost like a Wolverine mixed with like a Batman.
Yeah.
If I saw that dude, I'm like, that guy's fucking insane.
Maybe it's Dark Claw.
Dude, imagine. it's been a crossover comic this whole time. Yeah, it looks great. I'm picking that up for sure.
Speaking of Dark Claw, I think I saw on like a Twitter account before you got here that Marvel and DC are going to be reprinting the Amalgam books. I don't know if that's true.
Yes, I got it right here.
Okay.
It's a DC versus Marvel omnibus that will also include the Amalgam Age stuff inside of it. So
what else would it include?
Marvel versus DC.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's like 3 Marvel versus DC and DC versus Marvel like events that they did.
Uh-huh.
And they're collecting those 2 in an omnibus. So it'll collect all crossover one shots between the 2 publishers, while DC/Marvel, the Amalgam Age omnibus, will collect all 3 DC versus Marvel miniseries, as well as all of the Amalgam comics one shots.
How much is that?
They are 2 different omnibus.
Did they drop a price?
No price.
$125, I bet.
No price is too big though to get all those amalgams.
Because like you can't get those. I don't even think you can like read them digitally. Unless you like torrent them or something.
That sounds right.
I tried looking for them, but yeah. I think so. That'd be sweet.
That'd be fucking cool to have.
Yeah,
especially the amalgam ones. But I don't know. It's cool that they pulled it off, you know, like just like a reprint of it.
Yeah.
Because you'd think that like something like that would just like never happen again.
Right.
But, you know, I assume this will be wildly successful because everybody, you know, has like a fond memory of like Amalgam and like the DC versus Marvel stuff. So who knows? Maybe if it's very successful, they'll be like, maybe we should do another one of these.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Would be pretty cool.
Nathan.
Yes.
You remember the movie Prey?
Yes.
The director of Prey is coming back.
Dan Trachtenberg?
Something like that. For another standalone Predator movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Badlands.
That sounds cool. It's in like the future, near future, right?
Near future, not necessarily a sequel to Prey, obviously, if it's in the near future of now.
Yeah.
But pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I really liked
good the first idea. Prey. Good thing.
Yeah. Really liked the first Prey. I like just seeing Predator in different time periods. It seems like everybody has that, you know, sort of opinion. But yeah, keep giving us more.
Hell yeah.
You like Jonathan Hickman?
Sure.
Well, he's partnering with Sanford Green to do a Doctor Doom book.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
The cover of it itself just like looks pretty
pretty
fucking tight.
That looks so sick.
They'll tell the tale of the last journey of Doctor Doom, which will also star Galactus and Valeria Richards.
That's so fucking cool.
Isn't that fucking cool?
When's that come out?
I don't know.
May. Yeah. All right.
Marvel also has announced Get Fury, a 5-issue max-rated series set during the Vietnam War.
Oh, sick.
In which Frank Castle, the OG Punisher, is sent after OG Nick Fury.
Duh.
Written by Garth Ennis and artist Jason Burroughs.
Oh, my God.
And there's a cover for that. Looks pretty similar to like his first appearance one. So that's pretty cool.
That's fucking sick. I love it.
What else I got?
Great news.
Yeah, those are two good newses. This is not news. People know about it, but I just found out about it this week. You know the Super Sons?
Yeah, the Sinister Sons.
The Sinister Sons are coming out.
That came out this week.
It comes out this week, yeah. So it's like, done. I just found out about it. I'm like, whoa, this looks great.
Wait, who are the Sinister Sons?
It's the son of General Zod and the son of Sinestro.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I just found out that the son of Sinestro is Sin Son. Sinestro Son. Sin Son.
There's an editor over there that needs to be punched.
Okay, so what's interesting about this is
Are you buying this?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's the same writer for fucking Super Sons.
Peter Tomasi?
Yeah, Peter Tomasi's coming back.
That was the first Jorge Jimenez thing we saw, right?
Yeah, and we should read that.
Good book.
We should get that like next week, perhaps. I don't know. But
dude, slow down. Slow your roll, buddy.
But the reason I'm excited for this is because what I didn't realize they were doing was putting the origin story for Sin Sun in the back of every Green Lantern comic. And so I thought I was just reading this random story about a dude on Thanagar, which is like the Sinestro planet, named Korg. And I was like, why do I care about this? And then I would like read each one. And I'm like, this artist is like really good. And then I realized that they were that same creative team. It was Peter Tomasi doing that backup issue. I guess it was just like a build up to this. So I was like, this is pretty cool. What an interesting way to, you know, launch a thing. Because in my head, I was like, why is Peter Tomasi doing like a backup story for like Green Lantern? Seems like a little beneath him, but now it makes sense.
Nah.
So they must believe in this.
Cool.
Also, you like Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips?
Love them.
Because they're back with a new graphic novel in August called House of the Unholy.
Okay.
And we don't really know much about it yet.
Sounds like a horror book.
Yes. Seems like it. I think it's like, actually, I don't know. I would just speculate. But
so August.
August. That's their next one.
Their release schedule is crazy.
Yeah, because they just released that one last month, right?
December.
So what is that?
Was it December? 8 months? Yeah.
I thought it was January.
No, because I bought it before Christmas.
Mm.
Good for that. And I almost bought you a copy, but I wasn't sure if you would go to the shop before Christmas.
I don't know if I did. I don't think I did.
You didn't. So yeah, I could have got it for you, but I already got you Bird King.
I think there's one in my shop. I just haven't picked it up yet.
Where the body was?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Because I saw it there and I'm like, wow, it looks good. But anyway, that's all my news.
Yeah, it's like the coolest cover.
It's
like,
so good.
In such a long time.
It's
like,
so good.
That's like,
they're normally fucking bangers.
Yeah, but it's such a like novel cover.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's like, wow, that guy's fucking dead.
And yeah.
You only see half of him. Where's the other half?
Where is his body?
Where'd they put it? Is it good? Have you read it?
Yeah, I read it in one sitting.
Great. Okay.
I'll let you read it.
Okay.
But it's definitely the same quality of work that they've always put out, you know?
Sweet.
And it's just like, once like everything is like up here, you can't help but just pin them against each other, you know? So I just like think about things I liked more. And then I was thinking about what I thought he was going to do. Mm-hmm. And then thinking about like what I wanted him to do. And then like kind of what happened. And then just kind of wrestling with like how much I like what happened, you know?
Okay.
And also not just being like a fan servicey kind of book.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good.
Okay.
Everyone buy it.
Well, Well, I mean, yeah, compared to just like normal, regular comics, probably pretty spectacular.
Oh, but, yeah.
But it makes sense to compare it against their other bodies of work that, especially stuff that's come out like last couple years. So,
but eventually, when we get like a website up, we'll be able to, we'll rank them all. We'll review them all and rank them all.
A tier list.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd have to read all of them.
Yeah.
That's so many.
Brubaker year.
Dude, probably, we probably could at this point.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's all the news I got.
Nathan,
yes.
You're forgetting about one big stinky piece of news.
What's our big stinky news?
We got a Deadpool and Wolverine trailer.
Oh, yeah, that is big and stinky.
Yeah, I'm so stoked for this right now.
It looks good. I didn't watch the trailer, though.
You didn't? You didn't watch it on Ryan Reynolds' TikTok?
No, I don't think so. I saw the Super Bowl ad. I wasn't...
Yeah, they're like, go watch the trailer. Yeah,
that was like the fucking theme. I'm like, I want to watch it now. You paid $7 billion for this.
You just want to watch it really quick?
No. I don't want to. I've seen too much on it already. I kind of just want to like, I know I'm going to watch it. So I know it's so exciting, but probably whatever you know is stuff that I already know. So if you want to talk about it, we can.
I know where you're coming from, and I think I know what you think you know.
Just tell me.
But there's more. I'm just saying.
What else?
No, Nathan. Just fucking watch it.
Okay, I'll fucking watch it right now.
Right now.
God damn it.
I'll watch it with you.
God, you're so frustrating. Looks like a damn good time.
It looks fucking sick.
Yeah, I pretty much knew everything that was in that. Like TVA. What did you think I didn't know?
TVA stuff.
Yeah. I there's some stuff I can't help but like kind of just see what people are posting because they are trying to farm like Twitter engagement or whatever.
Dude, like I didn't expect like Pyro to be in there.
Yeah. But like when have you thought about Pyro just on his own?
Whenever I think about X3 or 2.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's a good fucking movie.
People hate it.
Hate it?
People hate it.
X2.
X3.
X3 people hate. Yeah, I get that. But X2 is really good.
But Pyro's in X3, right? He is.
I thought he was in 2.
I think him and Iceman do like a little fight off.
Maybe.
I don't remember X2 very much. I should rewatch those.
Dude, the opening scene with Nightcrawler is like... the coolest fucking superhero scene ever, I think.
Yeah, I think that did something to me as a child.
I was never the same.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, I've never seen any shit like this in my whole life.
Yeah.
I liken it to like when people would go see fucking Jurassic Park for the first time. There's like a fucking dinosaur on the screen. Like,
yeah.
That was my fucking Brachiosaurus or whatever that dinosaur was. So do you think it'll be as good? Do you think it'll be the best Deadpool?
I think it could definitely be the best Deadpool.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just like a lot of stuff. I'm just excited to see how it all pans out and whatnot.
Do you think it'll be too much stuff?
I think it will be just the right amount of stuff, but that might also be like a pretty huge finale kind of thing.
Yeah. I think there's a big line that they have to toe, but I think they've been pretty good about defining what that is and figuring it out like throughout all the movies so far.
Did you see it? The thing of how there's like a Secret Wars comic in it.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, fuck.
That's cool.
Is he going to die? Is he going to be in between like planets when they like smash together?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fucking crazy.
Wait. That better be how it ends now.
They just kill him off.
Fuck you for telling me that.
What?
I don't know. That's a good theory. I hope that happens.
That's like
I want two planets to fucking smash him into pieces.
And then he just comes back anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, lots of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just like you always hear about things crossing over or whatever, and then like it feels like they're obviously going to be doing that, and it's cool just to see it come to fruition, you know?
Yeah.
And so
I hope
I won't watch anything else since that was just labeled as the teaser when it seemed like a full blown trailer. But
yeah, no, that's definitely a trailer. I don't understand the labeling of teasers and trailers anymore. But
if it's not like 3 minutes, it's a teaser.
But I don't know. It looks
for me, a teaser is what they play at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It looks fun, and I'm ready for some Deadpool. It's been, when was the last one? Like 2018?
Probably.
Yeah. So it's good.
It's been a hot minute. Mm. Anyway, let's get into the book we read this week.
Yes.
We read Mosley.
Yes. Rob Guillory, the writer, Sam Lotfi, the artist, and Jean-Francois Bellou, who's the colorist, and lettered by Andrew Thomas. This is Rob's new book of Chew fame, fame.
His newest book.
Newest book. And what did you think, Daniel? Did you even know what to expect going in?
Yeah, I heard him talk about it on off panel.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had like a rough idea of like the plot. you know?
Yeah.
I love the art style, of course. This is really sick.
Visually, I've never seen Sam Lotfi, but I think he crushed it.
He did super good. I kind of struggled with it, like, the first couple issues, just because I'm like, I guess there wasn't enough there for me to really feel, like, connected to the characters, you know? And
you do kind of get started, like, right away.
Yeah, it definitely jumps into it, and the action definitely starts just, like, right away, which I can appreciate. And then I was just thinking, like, with, like, the pace that is going, I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah.
You know? And then, but I think I feel a lot better about it now that it's, like, when I saw what the ending was, and it just felt very contained and very well-rounded story, you know?
Yeah. I like a lot of the themes that he has going on. Like, just about, we got to be careful with, like, technology and becoming too reliant on it, and just, like, new stuff that's coming out, and, you know, a lot of that. I think he's nailed, like, a lot of, I think, what a lot of people's concerns are about just rapidly, you know, expanding technology.
Right.
The universe is, like, a bit strange, because there's a lot of aspects of the universe where I'm just like, that seems like not necessarily, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like very over the top.
We find out, like, in, like, the third or fourth issue that, like, there was just, like, a big storm that put, like, a big city underwater. And I'm like, that's interesting that just exists, you know?
Yeah.
So I think there's, like, a lot of elements that he's, like, playing with here, and they're kind of, like, they're thrown in. It's not even distracting really for the story. I just think it's interesting that he's thrown all these, like, different sci-fi aspects into, like, one book, it seems like.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of questions in here, and we don't necessarily get answers to all of them. I'm a little on the edge of whether or not they needed to be answered, and if they were answered, that would make me enjoy this book more.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good in, like, visually, and what it's trying to say, I think, is pretty cool. It just moves a little bit quick, but, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Especially for something that's, like, just, like, a 5-issue thing, one off, and, you know, wrap it up.
He kept all the,
do good,
all the meat in there, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad for no filler, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, issue one, there's this dude named Marvin Mosley who participated in this experiment where he lived and taught, like, this robot, these like robots and AI about, like, human life and stuff for, like, a year. He had to, like, leave his family to do this, and he's basically just living life with this robot. But it jumps to 30 years later, and technology runs humanity in, like, schools and pretty much everything. But
he's
just a janitor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, immediately I'm like, okay, you participate in this really important study. And then after that, like, how do you get to janitor, you know? Because it seems like they would have trusted you, your perspective, especially for this pilot program.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Not saying that, like, janitors can't be smart or whatever, but.
Yeah. I mean, there is, like, a janitor robot, but it's kind of janky. And so he's kind of, like, the one that ends up fixing it, you know? So it's, like, it's not like he's doing all the heavy lifting, you know?
Yeah. I like when he's, like, first meeting this robot, and he's, like, drinking coffee, and the robot's like, What is tasting like? And he's like, oh man, that's way too big of a question for me right now. Cause, like, that'll throw me the fuck off. Like, how do you explain taste to somebody? It's kind of interesting. But, and, like, there's also this idea of kids learning through tech helmets that, I guess, just, like, beam ideas into their heads over, like, nanoseconds. And it's kind of freaky. Cause, like, what would school even be then? You just show up and, like, get an update pretty much.
Did you ever read Transmetropolitan?
No, I haven't yet.
So there is this bit in there where, like, there were no ads on TV. But there'd be, like, a flash of something in between, like, programs, right? And it was, like, it was all the ads that were, like, gonna be play, just, like, compressed and super fast. And I guess the way it comes through the TV is that it's, like, in your subconscious, so that to where you, like, when you go to sleep, you'll see those ads.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, that's fucking terrible.
Dude, I don't care. It is terrible. I feel like it'll go that way, though.
Probably.
Because, you know? Do you see, like, I'm sure this won't even, like, be a thing, but there was a patent that was published, and it was for, like, an advertising agency where if there's, like, an ad that goes on the TV, you can skip it, but you have to, like, say the name of the company out loud in order to skip the ad that you're trying to do.
Because really, all the ads are is just trying to get you to remember the company.
Pretty much.
You know? And like, that's why there's like weird ads. Yeah. You know? Be like, oh, remember that Taco Bell commercial or the whatever the fuck it was? Or it was like Puppy Monkey Baby or whatever?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember Puppy Monkey Baby?
Was that the Super Bowl?
That was like 7 Super Bowls ago.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, probably.
And so like, that's all that they're like, or maybe it's like Mountain Dew or something.
Maybe like
so,
a Doritos. So Doritos is always crazy.
Yeah. So apparently, did you even see any Doritos commercials this year?
I didn't pay a lot of attention to the commercials because I couldn't hear the TV very well where yeah. I was standing. So
anyway, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But kind of dumb.
I don't want to do anything while I watch TV. So I think it's dumb. But it probably won't even happen. But anyway, Mosley goes to have dinner with his now grown daughter. She was like a baby or like an infant when he went into this program. She's
and they're 30 just now. Like superheroes in this world.
Yeah. And what is that about? There's like big dragons and stuff flying around.
Or is this like the...
I think this is the meta stream.
Okay.
Which is meta.
She's wearing her...
It's a bit on the nose.
Her Apple Vision Pros.
Dude, it does look like that, doesn't it? Yeah. Rob Guillory's like way ahead of his time already.
I guess so.
She's wearing this like storm outfit, which is like pretty cool.
But yeah.
So Mosley's daughter's name is Ruby. They have like always had trouble connecting because she embraces like a life of using technology to help the world. And she's even participated in the programs where technology helps to like tame the climate situation and stuff. But Marvin thinks her organization has taken too much from humanity and he doesn't appreciate the AI that she's always with, which is Adam. And yeah, so there's a lot of really interesting like future fashion designs. And I really like the design of Adam.
Oh yeah, he looks fucking sick.
He's so cool. And like visually, I like just like his passive trait of just like little pixels like coming off of him or something. Like I just think it's a cool design choice.
Yeah.
And so we learned that humanity created and eventually started worshiping techno gods. There's like 3 of them, but doing this caused humanity to sort of give up and get corrupted by that same technology, especially the youth. So like there's a bunch of kids that are just like flying around in pods telling robots to do stuff. And Mosley gets a heart attack defending himself from some robots controlled by a kid, but lightning strikes him and he becomes godlike. So he decides that he's going to go after all the tech gods and free humanity.
He gets Shazammed.
He gets
in the nick of time.
And he gets a big Mjolnir, but like a long Mjolnir.
Well, like a Stormbreaker.
I would say it's like a mix between them because it's still like a hammer thing.
Yeah.
But just long, you know. There's some really great coloring when he's getting Thored or Shazammed. <'Cause> like
when he's getting Thored.
When he's getting Thored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And something that I really like there's clearly some sort of entity that gives him this like power, but you almost don't. Unless you're like specifically looking for it, you don't realize that you actually see him in like this first interaction because when he's like getting the power, there's like a very vague, abstract like person that seems like it's giving it to him, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and it's a very like the coloring of it is very vibrant in contrast to like this like dark city, mm-hmm. So I think it just pops in like a really satisfying way.
Definitely, I would have saw this page as like a colorist and be like, what? What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Like, there's so much there to,
I only
like,
have, like, 3 colors for fire. Like,
yeah, what do you want me to do here? And yeah, that's pretty much the first issue. So, issue...
And also, he's, like, getting mugged by this, like, baby.
Yeah.
Who's, like, trying to mug him and, like, just get his credits and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was funny.
They have, like, technology upgrades, and so like pretty much everybody has like an upgrade where there's some shit that like goes over their eye, mm-hmm. like a technology eye patch.
Yeah, they want like a robot arm or some shit like that.
Yeah, you see someone take it out at some point in the story and it's very upsetting. But
oh yeah,
but issue 2, there's a flashback to when Ruby breaks the news to Marvin that she's interning at the Human Progress Project, which he is not happy about. But then in the present, Ruby is confused about the random lightning strike which is the one that gave Mosley his powers.
Yeah, he's like, we control the weather. Like, how is there a lightning strike?
Yeah. What is she, like, in? Like, what is this thing? Like, I know that she's controlling everything. There doesn't seem to be, like, anybody else that's in control of everything. You know?
Maybe like, she's, like, the boss now.
Maybe she's the boss. But, like, why is there a big brain? You know? Like, where is she at right now?
Yeah, whose brain is that?
Whose brain is that?
Or what's that thing in X-Men, like Cerebrus or something?
Cerebro.
Cerebro.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Cerebro.
Yeah.
Controlling everything.
Seems like it. Yeah.
She's got like a Tony Stark screens.
Because I don't think this is like a meta stream thing, like environment. I think that's like, it's just interesting.
It's probably just like servers.
Someone built that, you know, and it's like a brain. So it's funny.
Yeah.
But
I think it just adds to this like cyberpunk like future that we see, mm-hmm. you know?
So Mosley uses his powers to save a dude from getting beat up. And then he like bats a police droid into the big god of the ground. That's what they call him. And that's the god that like powers the whole meta stream, I guess. So he like pisses that one off and he has to like dodge a bunch of cars and stuff. And then he goes inside of that god and destroys him.
It's like a robot Medusa head thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like this design. I like the idea that this god has like control of like all the cars and stuff. So as soon as he's getting attacked, he could just send like a bunch of cars to like try and drive into him.
I think
it's cool. And so he blows up this like whole thing. There was a bunch of people in there. I don't know how he evacuated them, but I think he draws smoke like in a really interesting way. Cause it almost, he almost makes like a lot of the smoke lines like really blurry. And so it makes it feel like not as
still.
Yeah. Not as still. And I think that's kind of cool.
Do you know that hamsters eat each other if they don't have food?
Do they say that in this?
Yeah, they're like, because like, you know, there's not enough upgrades to go around.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, folks being hamsters, do what hamsters do when there's not enough food pellets to go around. They start eating each other.
That would be very traumatizing.
That'd be crazy.
If you are taking care of like two hamsters and you forget to feed them.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. So the meta stream's down now and the people of the city are pissed because they're being forced out of it. And they start to attack Mosley.
He's like, don't worry, I saved you.
Yeah, which is like no one asked for this. He just decided to do it. So in a way, he's
if someone knocked out Wi-Fi, I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I would too. You know, like someone could have the same as exact opinion, but like about just like 5G or something, you know?
Yeah.
So they all start to attack Mosley. Mosley gets pissed and he almost attacks the people, like starts to attack them back. But his power is like suppressed by the entity that gave him the power. So Mosley escapes through like the sewer and he goes to a resistance town where he finds his ex-wife.
I was hoping that when the god like came up, he'd have like a whole body with him, but it was just like a floating head kind of thing.
When the god came up.
Yeah, the Medusa god.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a little bit of a bummer. But yeah.
There's some sick lettering here when he's like in the sewer. He like falls into like just some more water. Why is there always, like, in a sewer, there's, like, a waterfall inside the sewer? That can't be a thing, right?
That's where the poop comes from.
Like, why is there always, like, a sewer waterfall?
Because
like,
it's all got to go somewhere. It goes deep down.
Yeah, and I guess
it
so.
Comes from above ground.
So is that, like, real? Like, is that real sewage infrastructure? Because I can't imagine it is.
You think they just made this up and people have been running with it?
Yes. I think, like, Ratatouille did it one time or some shit. And then everybody's like, that's pretty cool. We should do that in our sewer scene. But anyway, when he like falls down into some water, the lettering is Spladoosh, and I like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Hold on. Yeah, the action went to like 10 in this book, in this issue.
Totally.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's fighting a god now. He was a janitor last issue.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. Like he just barely got these powers, and now he's fighting a god. You
yeah,
know?
I'd like to know like what the extent of his powers are, because it seems like he doesn't need to put that much work into fighting these people, because it's normally like a one hit kill kind of thing. And like when he smashes like this, like I don't know, the inside of his head, everything just bursts into flames.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like everything's like super flammable. Like this was gonna happen.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for, you know, this was gonna happen anyway, it seems like. Yeah,
one I of agree. My issues with it is that we keep seeing this like wizard, but we don't really know anything like about him.
Mm-hmm.
What does he
stand for?
Yeah, I assume he's like anti-technology too, you know?
Yeah.
But, and why did they choose Mosley? I don't know.
Yeah, we never figure that out. So, I have the same questions.
And then when he goes to see his ex-wife, it looks like one of those camps in, like, The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's definitely a Walking Dead camp.
When people, like, establish, you know, like, a community and stuff.
Yeah. So, this is like there's no technology or anything in this community. We get like a backup story of Gloria Mosley, which I think is kind of cool because it's written and drawn by Rob. And wait, did you get those?
Hold on one sec. Yeah, I got them with the individual issues, but in the trade.
Is it not there?
I think they might be just all collected at the end, which is interesting.
I think that's pretty cool. It's an interesting way to like add some context to the story. And I was just excited to see some Rob Guillory art because I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, dude, he just puts all the Rob stuff in the back.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think he's such a great comic book artist because his like particular sort of style is so fun to me.
I was so stoked to see this.
And so, yeah, it's basically just like a slight backup story about Gloria being pissed about like newborns being handled by droids. Like this is when droids and AI and stuff are first starting to get introduced into hospitals. And she finds somebody that's like part of the resistance. And that's sort of starting her journey with like this resistance.
Yeah, the resistance, like get someone in there, like gives her card to, you know, to be a part of it or whatever.
If I was a resistance guy, I would want to be the guy that makes the cards for everybody.
Yeah.
Because that seems like an important aspect of any resistance.
Sure.
Like
to not be like too threatening, you know?
Yeah, or like call me, you know, when you realize I'm right, you know?
I thought it was funny that like the babies in the nursery who were like sucking on like robo titties.
Yeah. I was like, that would be very upsetting to me. And like you could see like their screen faces and they're like smiling and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know that someone designed this to seem nice, but it's very off-putting.
You remember in like Meet the Fockers where like Robert De Niro had that like latex like titty that he put on so he could feed the baby still?
Super funny.
I wonder if that's still a thing.
It has to be, right?
Can you get those? Yeah.
Issue 3, Daniel. So the main city sort of descended into chaos with no Metastream. Ruby and Adam are trying to like stop it. And Mosley has a dream about the god that gave him power, but still doesn't really know what he wants. And then Mosley tells Gloria everything, and they argue about how like Mosley hasn't changed or whatever.
He's so furry.
He is so furry, but like, I really
his,
like
his like chest hair, like when he's like right next to her, you know,
or like
look at that.
Yeah, or like his like shoulder hair, back hair, like there's like little strands there.
I feel that.
I really like his just like silhouette, like shape. You know, he's got like that dad bod, but he's still like pretty muscular.
Yeah, that's like the best I can hope for.
Yeah, you know, if I'm that, like that's some Mr. Incredible shit. Like he's on right now,
jacked with a gut,
but like a little bit more cut, like around the arms. It seems like, and
my goal body has always been like, oh, he looks like he lifts. But he also probably knows a good place to eat. You know?
he knows some good beers. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. That's a good end goal.
What the good spots are around town, you know?
But he could still bench like hella.
Yeah. You know? Makes him stronger.
In this scene when like Mosley and Gloria are fighting, there's like a soda that she opens and it gets emptied over the course of the argument. But I don't think anybody was drinking it. But it's like a very, but they frame.
There's one thing where she's sipping on it.
I know she's sipping on it, but then like throughout the course of their argument, it's like slowly like going down and then just, I don't know, it's like empty by like the end of it.
I think that's supposed to show like the passing of time because also like the windows change tint as if like they're arguing at night and it's daytime now.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's like a 12-hour sodi.
But I was, because it's, I think whenever there's like some sort of big argument and like this is clearly like a point for character development. I think especially Rob being an artist wants to put some sort of visual aspect in there on top of that to kind of keep everybody engaged.
Yeah, no,
but I thought there was like a ghost
one conversation. Yeah,
I thought there was like a ghost sipping soda and I was like, what is this? Who's sipping this?
That's who's been drinking my beer.
who's drinking this ripple soda, you know? And I thought it was I was like theorizing who's drinking this fucking soda, but I think it's just Gloria. And like they didn't
they
didn't show that very well. You know, it's funny. But anyway, Mosley goes south on a boat to go fight the second tech god. And he has to like sail over a ton of drowned city that was caused by superstorms that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds Vapor, which is the second god. And he knows of Mosley as like a god killer. And they start to fight. But
this is a sweet god design.
This is a fucking awesome design.
Yeah.
Like you could tell that like he was pretty excited to like draw this fight because what even is this? It's like a big snake, but also there's like two really big eyes like on the shoulder pads. Like it's just an absurd design.
And some titties.
It's funny that like people made this and they're like, this is what our god's going to look like. You know?
Yeah. This is a good god.
Yeah. And this is one of the parts where like the drowned city aspect is like a little bit much and it just kind of throws in random facts about this world that I didn't even realize was like a thing, you know?
Another thing about his powers, he can like walk on water here.
I don't think he can.
Dude, yes. Cause like he's on top of the water here.
I guess
he is. Then next couple of panels, he's like sinking.
Yeah.
So like, I guess when he's all flame on or whatever, he can be on top of the water.
Yeah, but he could still be dragged underwater, it seems like.
Yeah, and then he leaves because, like, the monster, like, or the god, like, smashed his boat. He just walks to the city.
Wait, is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does just walk to the city.
Yeah, that one right there.
Wait, that's sick. I didn't even realize that. I didn't even pay attention to that.
That was, like, I was struggling with the power thing.
Yeah, because he can't fly, I guess, huh?
He can, though. He does that later.
He does fly later.
Yeah, and so it's like all these things. I'm like, oh, no, they're going to die. But then I'm like, I guess not, you know? So
yeah.
It's like the thing that he needs pops up when he needs it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so
I guess
I was just looking very closely at what he's able to do to kind of satisfy that.
Maybe it's still kind of hard to, like, fly. Like, it's like doing a full sprint. And maybe it's just easier to walk.
I think he just does a Thor, where he's just like...
I don't think so. I don't think he twists it very much, but I could be wrong. But I like this fight, because he's, like, out of his element in a little bit. He has to, like, figure out how to fight in water. I think it's kind of cool.
I don't know how he's going to get out of this.
Yeah, me neither. And there's another good onomatopoeia, Splatoon, when there's a big splash.
It's like Splatoon.
Splatoon. I think it's good. Meanwhile, in the city, Ruby looks at, like, a secret file marked Ouroboros, which... the AI dude, Adam, does not like.
OB.
So, yeah. And then there's another Rob backup story about Gloria trying to tell Marvin about the resistance, but...
she's not having it.
Yeah, she's not having it, pretty much.
Or he's not having it.
Yeah, that was issue 3.
Adam looks pretty cool when he's pissed off.
Dude, I know.
He has these, like, weird wings.
I'm like, why do you need wings? You can clearly just, like, float. Yeah. Like, you don't need those wings.
Just to look scary.
I just feel like... Sam Lotfey was like, I'm just going to throw out whatever design. And then Rob Guillory's like, no notes. That seems pretty cool, you know? So, issue 4. So, the same god entity that gave Mosley powers goes to Gloria and tells her to help Ruby. So, I'm a little confused by that, too. But, whatever.
I didn't pick up on,
like,
that.
Like, she gets, like, a message. Be like, you need to go help your daughter right now.
Yeah, so, she gets, like, a holy FaceTime.
Yeah, pretty much. And so Ruby is being held hostage in the Metastream by Adam, whose plan is to separate the minds from all people and upload them into, like, this big server so that everybody would live forever, but it would technically, like, kill everybody in the process, like their physical bodies. And so Ruby's like, that's not good. But Adam has to go after Mosley first, and they... you know, start to do a big fight. But
when he's talking about that, Ruby's like, oh, the world will perish or whatever. I'm like, I feel like the world would flourish, you know, because, like,
oh yeah, true,
there's no, like, there's not as much, you know, pollution going on.
Yeah,
you know, and then eventually, like, the earth will, like, outgrow everything that's built.
Yeah,
you know?
If she was a true environmentalist, she'd be like, this is sick.
Yeah.
I really like this, like, Metastream environment that they're in, because it's, like, it looks very cosmic looking, and I think it's an interesting take.
Did you ever see the movie Transcendence?
No. What is that?
It's got Johnny Depp in it, and he's, like, an Elon Musk or whatever.
Okay.
And he, like, uploads his consciousness to, like, a server or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he's, like, assassinated for the stuff that he's, like, trying to do... he's, like, still able to, like, you know, be around, and he's trying to find a way, like, out of, like, the server and, like, become, like, human again. Yeah. Oh. There's a point where
that ship sailed.
Yeah. It seems like there's this one part where he, like, hacks, like, into, like, a human and, like, kind of takes over, like, possesses them.
Whoa.
And so he's, like, talking to, like, his wife or whatever. He's like, I can touch you again. And it's just some guy. Yeah.
Be like, get away from me.
And, like, yeah, it was real, real creepy. She's freaked out about it. But yeah, this part gave me just, like, Matrix and, like, Transcendence vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mosley runs into, like, a clone version of Adam that Adam is, like, piloting or something. And they start fighting. And this is, like, a weird, like, final form version of Adam that is just absurd. Like, just a... It's really cool. It's, like, pretty sick, but I'm just like, how do you even fight that, you know?
You ever see, like, the like, biblical versions of, like, angels?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah.
It's like a Nephilim or something like that.
Nephilim?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it looks like an Elden Ring boss. Like, so just something absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And so Ruby escapes the Metastream by, like, calling to the Mosley part of the AI from when Mosley was in the pilot program training the robots, and it like works. She can like reach in that like small part of memory, I guess, that they have and reach Mosley. But she then destroys the main console for Adam. And then she just like jumps out of the big pyramid in the sky that they're in. What's the point of it being in the sky? What is that about? So we never learn about that.
So humans can't get to it,
I guess. And then she's saved by her mom, who flew in at the right time on this weird plane thing that she's able to stick her arm out of.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had a plane.
They had a plane, and she could stick her arm out of it and catch someone without her arm ripping off, but it's okay. And then Ruby then says they have to go underground, like to this underworld, so that they can cut off the AI at its like power source.
Did you notice like when at the beginning of that fight scene, like Mosley comes in like skateboarding on like a rocket?
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
That was where'd you find a rocket?
Yeah, I'm like, how are you staying balanced on that thing?
Yeah. I mean it's pretty fun. I always like a good riding a rocket, you know?
And the backups of this one.
Yeah.
Mosley's like reading a paper or whatever. And it's on the sports page he's like looking at, is they're talking about how like there's like enhanced athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sports would go crazy.
Dude, that'd be at so this time. Cool.
I want like the best athletes science can provide. You
do
know?
You think we'll ever get to that point? Like, do you think there'll be like an like advanced football league and then just like a regular football league?
Do you hear about the enhanced Olympics that are going to happen?
No.
It's where like you can be as roided up as you want.
Really?
Basically. And you can do like they're going to do all the same like events and stuff.
But with just, you can use steroids?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I almost feel like it would be better if they do like a technology version of that. You know, like it'd just be like an engineering competition almost, but you'd need someone to like pilot it.
Yeah.
And so you would just run like a ridiculous like hurdle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be kind of cool. Because if you use drugs, like you're definitely going to be like better or like have like that advantage, but it's not like that much, you know?
What I'm worried about is it like gets to the point where, you know, there's so many enhancements that there is no longer error.
Yeah.
You know, because a part of sports is like just people fucking up.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's how the other team gets the upper hand.
Yeah. You're like striving for that sort of perfection.
Like if you're like a pitcher and you like only throw out strikes, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be like kind of annoying because there's no balls, there's no walking, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you just have to have this indestructible bat, you know.
True. Or like have some sort of technology that could read where the ball is going to go just based off the trajectory of the throw.
Right.
It would just be like an engineering, it'd be just like NASCAR or whatever, like just an engineering competition almost.
Essentially.
Like F1.
But then like, how do you think like maybe they'd have like a research cap the same way they have like salary caps.
I guess so, right?
To where like no one can have like that great of shit.
Yeah.
Or at least like
it would have to be.
It would just be more limitations, but on that.
Yeah. I agree. But I would like to see it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So the Gloria after story is her showing Gloria and Marvin break up after she tries to explain what will eventually become the tech gods. But Marvin thinks it's just like all conspiracy. So apparently it's like a big deal to him. So they break up over it.
Yeah, apparently just him teaching that robot was just very traumatizing for him,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he's very bitter about it, you know?
I mean, I guess he wasn't the only one doing that, you know? There was like a whole neighborhood of people doing this.
Yeah.
But he's just like super sensitive about what he contributed to the world, you know?
There's not a whole lot of like why he decided to do that. Like, I think there's like a little blurb about like him. I mean, it's probably money, but I think he also believed in it at first, sort of. But he was also kind of bitter about it as he was doing it. So it must have been money. But anyway, issue 5. So they go to this like underground place and they find a painting of the founders, which are the people that created Adam. But they discover that Adam killed all of the founders and made it look like a plane crash.
And all the bodies are down there.
All the bodies are down there. But there's like a mural of these founders, and it's definitely like tech billionaires that like are real. Like that's definitely like an Elon Musk that you could see in here.
On the left.
And then there's like, I think that's like Bill and Melinda Gates, like on the right. Like
it kind of looks like a Steve Jobs in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably who it is. Okay. I was trying to figure it out. Who's that Batman villain that looks like this?
Hugo Strange?
Yeah, that's all I could think of in this. And I was like, who the fuck is that
Hugo Strange? Crossover.
Yeah, I just think it's funny, though, that they put that in there. Because it's these are the people that fucked it all up for us.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it that closely.
Yeah. Mosley and Gloria get sucked into some tech black hole thing. And they face against a robot that looks like the one that Mosley originally trained.
What's that thing in Lord of the Rings? Like the Eye of
Sauron?
Sauron? Yeah. It looks like that.
Yeah.
With like arms.
There are some incredible pages during the sequence. Like there's a part where they like crash through like a bunch of Mosley's memories and shit. Yeah. And it is like an Andrea Sorrentino level page, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty cool. But the robot asks Mosley to like help him again and be like, help me free, you know, humanity or whatever. But
real quick. So Mosley's got getting sucked into this eye thing, right? Yeah. And the mom like grabs him, mm-hmm. you know, to stop, but then like hangs on and they're both sucked in. I'm like, why didn't the mom just let go?
She didn't want to be like separated from him again. She like says that.
Whack. What if they both died? Like, well, instantly?
Then they die together. You know, I think she specifically says that. Like, I ain't letting you go. Not this time.
Yeah, whatever. There's still common sense, you know?
Yeah. So Dana, what does Mosley do when he's in front of a big robot?
One hit kill.
He smashes it. He does a big smash.
He Hulk smashes.
And then
he says it's clobbering time. Yeah, there's a lot of copyright issues in this book.
Yeah, there are. And so the whole thing is just about to blow up. So they race out of there.
But they just went down all these stairs, Nathan. How do they get out of there so fast with this big explosion?
Mosley flies.
He flies. He does the Thor throw thing.
And he smashes through the ground, which seems like...
I don't even know if it was... Oh, I guess it is kind of smashed, but...
Yeah. And...
But they made it.
So, yeah, they make it, and they're like, wow, that was crazy. But then the big pyramid that's in the sky starts to fall, and it crashes into the water, which, like, drowns the whole city that's there.
Before that, like, they just learned that Mosley can fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Mom and Ruby are just, like, getting in that plane thing that she had.
Yeah.
And then
they can't get it started.
And so Mosley just picks it up.
Yeah, they're like...
And then they fly out.
It seems like he would be like, hey, Mosley, can you fly us over there real quick?
Yeah.
Like, you can clearly do this.
Right.
But, yeah, it is funny to, like, spend time trying to get into the plane... Just to like not have it work. I don't know. It's just, it's funny. But yeah, the big pyramid thing that was controlling all the technology, I guess, crashes into the water and it drowns the whole city. But like everyone's mostly okay. But the city is just drowned by like a couple feet of water now. And, but they have access to all their history and their data again. So it's a nice happy ending.
There's liquid fiber optics apparently.
Okay. I don't know what that's about. But what I don't understand is, they make it a point that like everybody's forgotten like their whole history, I guess, and now they have access to their data again.
Yeah,
but this was like 30 years ago that like everything was normal. So how would everybody forget all of history? You know,
I guess you just get consumed by
like
the technology and stuff. I guess,
but like
there's like
you'd
a
have
kid-ness.
People like Mosley being like, oh man, this technology is crazy. Back in my day, it wouldn't be like this, you know?
They focus on like this kid who's probably like 15 or something, you know? So this is like all he knew, really.
I get what he's going for. Like if we aren't careful, like of our data or whatever, it'll end up being controlled.
And this is a guy who like takes out his like enhanced eye, which is just over his other eye.
That is upsetting.
I thought he just didn't have an eye.
Yeah,
and that's
me too.
Why they had that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you could like touch the water and then go look at your, you know, Facebook or whatever.
Which is weird.
Which is, interesting.
Yeah. Also, this is like not a happy ending.
I think it's a happy ending.
It is because like humanity will have like control of their own fate again or whatever, but like this is like the ending of Batman. Like Gotham's fucking drowned and you just you just have a lot of work to do from here, you know?
Yeah, as far as like cleanup, but there's like a lot of captions about like how the world basically had like Stockholm syndrome where mm-hmm. they're, you know, in love with like their oppressors or whatever, because like that gives them like technology and stuff. Yeah. And
which I think he nails that point, because up until this point
Mosley was the only one that was awake.
Yeah, you know? He's the only woke one. But yeah, like up until this point, like all the technology that we're continually being given, people just embrace fully.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see like Apple Vision Pro people walking around the streets.
Dude, those things look sick though.
They do look kind of cool.
Dude, going on like,
but like walking
doing cardio
around,
with that thing, it would be so dope.
People are like driving with it on though.
I don't know about that.
That seems bad.
That's got to be bad for the old periph.
Yes. So we'll see what happens.
More like being on a plane would be fucking sick.
That would be kind of cool.
You know, game changer.
That's good.
If only if it was like...
Or like a subway.
Like $1,500, you know? Not like $3,500.
Yeah.
I would probably, you know, try.
Well, have you seen the Meta Quest 3? I think that's what it is.
Isn't that just the AR thing? Is that AR?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It's both. It's like VR and AR. So there's like an AR aspect of it, but you can do the same thing and have like apps and stuff on. I think it's only like $500.
Huh. I think I just want like three screens, you know, like
you can do. Yeah, you can do that.
I'd have to look into it, I mm-hmm. guess. But then you're the guy who has like the Quest amongst all the visions out there, you know?
Yeah, that is true. Oh, you have the poor one. You have the poor augmented reality.
Yeah, like that shit on your face is so expensive.
Yeah, it does. There's another backup story, and it's a few months after the gods fell, and Mosley's family's like starting up schools with books again. They're giving kids books, Daniel. And both Ruby and Mosley are like back to being janitors. So the world's healing, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little odd that all these like Rob Guillory pages are all in the back, because like it would go from like mom leaving just to like Ruby being a janitor kind of mm-hmm. thing, you know? There is like the caption of like where they're at in this, but
yeah,
I think it was a cool to have the backup pages and the individual issues.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good way to get some more Rob Guillory stuff. So
yep.
So back matter matters.
It sure does, Nathan.
Back matter matters.
I went ahead and bought this so we get the back matter.
Yeah, I did all the individual issues because only that was available on Comixology, not the trade.
Yeah, we get the cover gallery. Ooh, there's a Nick Pataro one.
Oh, really?
That's pretty sick. Trad Moore.
Mm.
Pretty sweet. I'll show you these in a second.
Yeah.
Jorge Corona. That was neat.
Good. Whoa, that's awesome.
I want Trad Moore to do like variants for like every indie book. You yeah. know?
He's like the Scotty Young of indie books.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some good. Oh, Andrew McLean. Wow.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's cool. He's got some good industry people. These are good character designs.
That's who does variants, cool. Nathan. People of the industry.
Yeah. Good connections. Good stuff. What would you rate this book, Daniel?
So I'm going to go with a futuristic thing, like a food that isn't a food yet, but I've seen in a thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
Remember in like Dragon Ball Z, they had those like little pills that you can eat.
Yeah.
And it'd be good for mm-hmm. like a couple days.
Yeah.
You give it one of those.
Okay.
You know?
Like gives you everything you need.
Yeah.
It's a full story.
You know what? Now it definitely has like flavor to it because those pills don't have flavor.
Yeah.
Remember in like Spy Kids, how they had that like microwave where you just put like a piece of paper in there or something, and then a burger and fries would pop up.
Yeah, after you like microwave it.
Yeah,
I think it'd be
one of those instant microwave meals.
Was that Spy Kids or Speed Racer?
Spy Kids, I think.
I think it's Spy Kids
because they just had this like fully loaded like treehouse.
Yeah, I give this the Krabby Patty in that episode of SpongeBob where they go to the future and everything's in chrome.
Oh, yeah. The chrome patty.
Yeah. But just because that world seems like about as eerie as like what he was kind of going for, where everything's just like weird and like too much.
Yeah.
You know, with like the technology, people in their phones, too much on their phones, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I would give this.
I don't know if we talked about this, what you think like what burger would be like closest to what a Krabby Patty would taste like?
Like a fast food burger?
Yeah. From like a place.
I think just like a Big Mac.
That's what I think instantly too.
Yeah. Because
like,
it's got all the stuff there.
Yeah.
It'd have to be like, maybe not like Big Mac specifically, but
maybe like quarter pounder.
Yeah. I think it would have to have like multiple meats.
I don't know if the
maybe like Krabby Patty
has a secret sauce like a Big Mac has.
I think it would have. Or like a Whopper maybe. Because I feel like Whopper resembles the shape the most. But I haven't had a Whopper in forever.
I don't know. I feel like the Krabby Patties almost look like sliders because they're kind of like perky and like tall.
Yeah. The top bun's pretty tall.
Maybe like a Shake Shack burger, I think, as far as like flavor.
Maybe. When I think of like any other burger, they like all seem pretty flat.
Yeah.
Because they're just like squished down and wrapped up.
I love a smash burger, dude.
Yeah, me too.
It's like It's just different, you know?
It's easier to eat, stuff like that.
I don't even think about it. It just tastes different, yeah, you know?
I agree.
But anyway, that's the book.
Let's go into the poll lists.
Colin.
Show me your box.
Oh, my God.
Oh, both of us.
I'll just cut one of us out.
The poll is, the poll is, what did you shove in your box?
What am I picking up, Daniel? That's the question you asked me just now.
Yep.
I'm picking up Batman. Thank you for asking.
143, you got it.
The next Joker, year one. I was going to try and read that this week, but I didn't get to it. Transformers number 5.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
Green Lantern, number 8. Batman City of Madness and Sinister Sons is what I'm picking up this week.
Is that City of Madness 3?
Yeah.
I didn't find 2, so.
I have 2, so I know it's out.
Yeah, I know. I like looked for it and I said I couldn't find it. So that's cool. And also Red Hood the Hill, number 1.
I did see that.
By Sanford Green comes out.
Yeah, it looks good.
There's a Zero issue that came out. I don't know if we're going to get that. I'm normally not big on Zero issues.
Me neither.
So I might just pick up one.
Yeah, just make it one or don't do it, you know?
Because he's got like a super cool Red Hood design. I don't know if that's what they've been rolling with lately.
I think they have, where it's like there's like an actual hood.
Like Red Hood Outlaw is like what he's been in.
But he makes it look good. Yeah, I'm excited to see him in some more Big Two stuff again.
Yeah, I mean, what Big Two stuff he did
Power Man and Iron Fist.
I said Power Fist.
Power Fist. That's their couple's name.
Power Fist, yeah. Or Iron Man.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was like, I don't think he did Iron Man.
But yeah, that's cool. Because I think in that was more towards his style.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Like more like street level
stuff.
It
was like him doing that book.
Yeah.
You know, but in this, it seems like he's trying to do like a DC book, which I think I prefer style over, you know, being close to this, but
you'll still see Sanford Green in it though, I feel because his art style, especially with like the action, it's like kind of like scratchy almost, but like in a very purposeful way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I might flip through it and decide if I'm going to pick it up.
For sure. Have you read anything?
Yes. I read a couple things.
Let's hear it.
I read How to Lose Guy Gardner in 10 Days for Valentine's Day.
How'd that go?
The anthology about DC, but just love, you know? And that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I think there's like a really good Plastic Man one that was in there.
Oh, cool.
Where he is just trying to find like, it wasn't like, love. They weren't all like Valentine's related, but yeah, he's trying to find love and he's going through like all these girls and he always takes them to like this one diner and he has like a friend there that's like, he tried hitting on once, but she was like married.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, she would see him like over the years, bring all these girls and stuff there. And then one, like at the end, he was just like there alone and he asked her to like go out with him. And she's like, I'm married. And he's like, no, you're not. Because I've noticed over the years that you change your wedding ring a bunch and there are fake diamonds and stuff like that. Cause he's kind of like a detective or whatever too. So, and the art style of it was really, really good. Like it was a very fun, like cartoony, very good for like Plastic Man.
Yeah.
And it was funny because whenever like his love life wasn't working out, but he was at the diner, he would just like melt onto like the diner table and like onto the ground and she's like mopping him up and stuff. And I was like, this is fun.
Nice.
So that was pretty good. I did also like the Guy Gardner one. It was actually like a reporter that was trying to do a piece on what it's like to date a superhero, but she can't get any of like the big superheroes. And so she's able to get like Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
And they go on like dates over the course of like 10 days and he's always like making it like about himself and stuff. But then like on the 10th day, he's like getting really serious about it. And then that's when he finds out that she's like a reporter just doing a piece. And then she has to like go make it up for him and stuff. And it's pretty cute.
I haven't seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, but that might be the plot for it.
What? How to lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen it either. But there's some good ones. There's a good Flash one.
Let us know.
That felt very anime. And there's like a good Nightwing and Oracle one where they're both trying to go on a date, but they're also both trying to not let the other person know that they're actually secretly doing superhero stuff because they said like no superheroes on this date or whatever. And so I thought that was kind of cute too, but it was good. Like they decide to go to dinner and they're like, no bat stuff, you know, like just dinner.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I just think, I think I remember another piece of media that was like that.
Mm-hmm. And so that was good.
Cool.
I also read Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Yeah.
The comic.
Isn't it like called something else?
It's like
Kill Arkham or something.
I don't know. I can't remember. It's just the Suicide Squad one.
Yeah.
And written by John Layman.
Yep.
And I thought it was pretty good. It's like a prequel to the game, but it's also post Arkham, like all the Arkham games. And okay. So you're trying to figure out how you got to like that point pretty much.
Yeah.
And basically it's just like Argus is like, you've let all these villains out over the course of like three video games. So it's like, what the fuck is going on here? We got to step in and make Arkham like more high tech pretty much. And so like Amanda Waller comes in and takes over Arkham. And then Commissioner Gordon's like the mayor and stuff. And it's basically just like introducing the characters from the game. And so, but there's kind of like a big focus on King Shark. And I like that.
Sweet.
So he knows who to focus on. He's got a good voice for all the characters and stuff too. So it's pretty cool.
Didn't doubt him for a second.
Red Green Lantern 6 and 7. And
I can't wait to hear about it.
I just think it's good because there were questions that I had about what was going on, but I couldn't remember if they told me like what was going on and I just forgot about it, but they elaborated on it.
And so they answered it again.
So they,
you're like, wow, what a twist.
They didn't answer it again. They like finally answered it. It's like one of those ones where you have to like wait. So we figure out like why Sinestro is on Earth or like, you know, why the emotional spectrum is being a bit weird and just like some context pretty much. But
yeah,
that was cool. And then I read the One Hand.
Ooh, you got that?
Yeah, I ended up picking it up because it looked cool.
How'd that go?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll pick up the second issue, though. Well, like, because I think there's a spinoff series that's already coming out from it. It's called the Six Finger Man or something.
It's like, yeah, it's just called Six Fingers, I think.
But there's also the One Hand number 2 coming out.
Did you see the Six Fingers come out?
I saw the cover for it, and it said it was coming out in, like, February.
Oh, I thought that was, like, after the One Hand.
I don't know. It's very weird. Did you read that one?
I haven't even bought it.
Oh.
I haven't been in the shop.
Oh, okay. Really good art style. And it's like pretty solid story. I mean, it's pretty like basic like detective story, but I like that there's like little details that they put in like the beginning of the book. And then at the end of it, they kind of explain what some of the triggers in like this detective's head were. And if you go back in the book, like they were there and you just didn't really notice.
Yeah. I'll look out for that.
Yeah. It's one of those.
Sweet.
And then I watched Self-Reliance.
But, ooh, there you go.
Yeah. But tell me what comics you read.
Just this.
Just this. Okay. Yeah. So I watched Self-Reliance, the movie.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he directed it, right?
Yeah.
Did he write it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was really good, but I think there's some stuff in there when you're talking about like a dark web show where like, you know, there are murders that are supposedly happening. There's like not a whole lot of murder in this. And I feel like he maybe could have done that to up the suspense of like the whole movie.
To actually have a murder.
Like have like an example of someone getting murdered that's also in the game, you know?
Yeah, I guess he could have. But it's not like he was never being hunted kind of thing. Like we see people on him.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's kind of like there's a suspense to it.
Mm-hmm. I like that it feels like... The but, game is like evolving.
If Gata got killed, that'd have been crazy.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I forgot that he was in this. And I was like, is that Gata? But I like how it feels like they evolve how the game is played just to like increase like for content pretty much. So like he hires like that homeless man and just follow him around. And they're like, the producer's like, yeah, this is boring. So like he's in a hotel right now and you can't talk to him now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck, what does he got to do now? Like I could see that kind of happening in a show like this.
So. Yeah, like... He was just like with homeless people in the last couple of days. And then they're like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. I like the producer ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
They were freaky.
Very freaky.
Because they were so quiet. And they were
in the
like,
shadows and shit.
And I always liked his face when he's like talking to him. And he's like, he always is like the Nick face or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was pretty funny. I like Andy Samberg in it.
I love the... Anna Kendrick was really good in this. Mm-hmm. And... I like what they did with her, like, arc. And then, like, you don't like her, you know, towards the end. But he still, like, kind of likes her because he enjoyed the time that they spent together.
Yeah.
And then, like, he goes back to, like, her house at the end of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even see, like, how that pans out, which I like, just, like, to kind of,
because it's,
you know.
Yeah, it's more about open-ended. Him being comfortable going out of his comfort zone.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I like it, because like we don't need to see like their love life pan out. What's important is that he's now open to just like getting uncomfortable, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I do like that.
Yeah, apparently this one was obviously like super cheap, and I think he filmed it in like 17 days, which is like...
That's crazy.
Which is crazy for a movie.
Because there's like a lot of locations.
Yeah.
It seems like, so...
And then like all the people he's able to get in it.
You know?
Christopher Lloyd, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was crazy.
That was it, because like, you know, he hadn't seen his dad, and then they just like threw that in there.
Yeah.
You know, and he just had... You had to like think about what he's feeling in that moment where his dad just shows up after like 30 years or something.
Yeah, and that whole scene was like so awkward, but it was like really good, because he's like, okay, I'm focused on this game, but they're clearly trying to fuck with me. And yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd, Anna Kendrick, Wayne Brady. Andy Samberg, it just has himself.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, as if it was like a cameo kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, cool. I'm just kind of more glad that you watched the thing that I told you to watch.
Yeah. It takes me a minute sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah. I started Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Ooh, I've been wanting to
watch the TV show. You should watch it. The first episode was really good. Like,
yeah.
I heard it was like very bingeable. You know,
cool.
No, I don't really care about binging stuff, but I just the vibe of it is like really fun, and the two of them are like really good. I really like both of their careers, and so
yeah. Who's the girl again?
Don't remember her name, but she's in like a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
she's in like Pen 15, and then she's in like Plus One. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It's a pretty funny movie with Jack Quaid. They're like 30-year-old people who like get invited to like 8 weddings or something, and then they're just like each other's plus one for all of them.
Oh, that's fun.
And then they end up falling in love, I think.
I can't remember. That would be so fun.
It's a good movie. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I feel like Donald Glover or Charles Gambino, how is he credited? Is it just Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's one of the only people where like if he's doing something like on like a show or like a movie, I'm like, okay, this must be pretty good.
Yeah,
I feel like he doesn't
sign on for like anything.
Yeah, doesn't do like shitty things, it seems like.
You know what? Early on, I know he's in like a shitty movie.
Well, sure. Yeah. Anything like after Community, or like after he started to be like,
or like Atlanta,
after Atlanta, pretty much like everything from there has been pretty good.
It's all gonna be bangers.
I'm excited for his Lando, because apparently he's got creative control on that, so excited to see what that turns out to. We'll see if that stays.
I think he's playing 21 Savage in a origin movie, or like a biopic.
A 21 Savage
biopic. I don't know if that was like a bit or something just to promote 21 Savage's album, but
probably.
It seems like something that's actually coming out, but
wow.
That'd be fun. Do you watch anything else?
I watched the first episode of a show called Hazbin Hotel, but it was not for me, so I'm not going to continue it. It's like an animated show on Amazon Prime that started as a YouTube.
They're like in hell or something?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No.
What was it? What was wrong with it?
It's like a musical.
Ah, fuck that.
And it's also one of those shows where it's like, we're animated, but we're also like saying fuck a lot. And that's like a big draw for the show.
Because we're edgy.
Yeah. And it's just like a show like about being in hell. And they like run a hotel that's supposed to help people from not getting killed like every 6 months from heaven or something. I can't remember, but
okay,
it was a musical, and I could recognize that it was like a well put together like songs that they did, you know, for if you like musicals, but it was like a really long 25 minutes, it felt like that first episode. But I was interested in it because it was originally like a YouTube show, like just somebody
we like
putting
to come
this
up
out on YouTube, and so it was like purchased by Amazon and then like made into like a high budget show. So
yeah,
I was like, this must be good.
Yeah,
and I saw some like reviews on it. People are saying it's good, and I think it is for what it is, but it's not for me.
Yeah,
but
then that was a specific opportunity to where Sarah was like really obsessed with this like book series. And so she like preferred to read her book instead of watch TV.
Ooh.
And so she's like, you can put on whatever you want. And I panicked and I put on Rebel Moon.
Yikes.
Did you watch that?
No, but everybody I know that has watched it was like, it either turned it off early or hates it.
So the first 30 minutes is like super fucking cool. Okay. I'm like, I don't know what people are talking about. This is awesome.
Okay.
You know, I liked a lot of it, but then it like, it's like a Nacho movie, Nathan. It like starts great.
Oh, it is? And then, wow.
You know, it's like, it had like so much like potential, but there was just like weird choices. Like as soon as I saw a thing, I'm like, they should have just did this and then it would make that scene better, mm-hmm. you know? Like I would have changed like the ending, like the beginning fight or whatever. But yeah, it's just like, there's like some cheesy dialogue in it. I want to show you something real quick.
Okay.
Have you heard anything specific about it?
Vaguely, but just from when it came out.
What does this guy remind you of?
Hitler?
Yes. So the bad guys in this, so this is an admiral of the mother world.
Okay.
But he's got like Nazi shit on, like yeah. Nazi clothes.
Wait, he's on the world that is supposed to be the good guys?
Like the ruling planet where like the king lives and shit. Yeah,
okay.
He works under the king or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, but they just like dress like Nazis and it was like insane.
Yeah.
And they have this like, it's this like futuristic universe, right? And, but guess his like weapon of choice?
Sword.
A cane that he just beats people with.
Hmm.
It just looks like a walking cane. It's got, like the handle's got this real hard metal bit.
Isn't shooting any lasers or anything?
No. He just smacks people with it.
Wow.
And so that was a little odd. There's like a lot of like exposition in this, you know, because it's this like new world kind of thing.
Yep. That's what I heard.
Like the first scene was just like the guy who plays Hannibal. What's his name? Anthony Hopkins. He's like just telling what this world is and wow. like what's going on right now.
I hate that.
I was like, I was like, all right, I'll just flow with this.
A movie has to be really fucking good if you're going to start like that.
After like the 30 minutes, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And so I got high. And so that kind of helped. Okay. And so I was just watching this. I'm like, this is bad. And like, then the rest of it is like this, like getting the team together thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
You're like picking up these weird guys but what they got to beat some boss or whatever before they can get the guy, mm-hmm. you know? And it was just so strange. It got very like fantasy-esque when we were just in the sci-fi world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, why is there like a griffin or whatever?
Mm.
You know, those like bird horses or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was just a little strange. And then there's like on top of the exposition, there was like flashbacks, like for context.
Yep.
With like the, you know, the narration over it.
Mm.
And it was just like,
love that.
Yeah. And you know how like Zack Snyder has like just unnecessarily long scenes. There's a couple of those.
Is there a lot of slow-mo?
Not as much as you would think.
Okay, that's good.
Charlie Hunnam is in this,
mm-hmm.
and he's got an atrocious Irish accent. And when he's like trying to be serious with this Irish accent, it like sounds worse.
Doesn't he have an Irish accent in The Gentleman?
No, he's British.
Oh, British. Okay.
So yeah, it's just like, I don't know if like Netflix had the final cut of this or something. Because apparently there's a Zack Snyder cut coming or something.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
I'm like, why does he keep getting these redemptions? You know,
why does he get to like?
And it's like a 2-hour, 15-minute movie, and so I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch a 3-hour version of this just to hope that it's better than the first one. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
but
probably not.
The thing that was redeeming about it, I guess, is that the setup for the next one was kind of cool.
So are you gonna watch the next one?
I don't know. It comes around, but like comes out like right after my birthday, and I don't know if I want to
this year
be bummed out. Yeah.
Oh wow.
April 19th. So this came out like just before Christmas, I think.
So it might be like dependent on if the trailer looks good.
Yeah. I have to show something else to you.
Okay.
On top of like the cheesy dialogue, there's some cheesy names.
Mm-hmm.
And
this was supposed to be like a Star Wars, right? And then he couldn't do Star Wars. And so he just did this.
I don't know if it's exactly that. Saying, but there's these like rebel people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like the leaders are like this brother and sister. And the brother, his name is Darian Bloodaxe.
That's awesome.
So fucking dumb.
I love that.
I'll show you a picture.
Darian Bloodaxe. The way you said it is
so funny. That's Darian Bloodaxe.
This is good.
Do you recognize that actor?
No.
That's Ray Fisher.
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought they had beef.
No, that's Josh Whedon.
Ray Fisher has beef with
Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, not Zack Snyder. But I heard about, because I like listened to a podcast about it.
Dude, he looks good with facial hair.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Like, he's like a different person. Yeah. And like also like the spray paint on his forehead and the dreads is obviously going to hide that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was crazy. So it like, if they like kept the momentum of what they did in like the first half, I think it would have been so fucking sick.
But it just like, lost the steam.
Yeah, because like the trailer kind of matched like the beginning of it, you know, but the trailer is better than like the whole movie, you know? And it's just so weird how it just kind of, I don't know, maybe it felt rushed or something.
What I like about it is that I'm hearing less Snyder Cut stuff since this movie.
Yeah, so because I think people are like,
ooh, maybe that would have been,
he's great or whatever.
Yeah,
I think he's maybe just meant more for adaptations because he seems to do that relatively well. If he's not trying to build a universe, he's just trying to adapt things directly.
It doesn't seem that he could do that very well.
300.
Well, no, adaptation, yeah, but like building his own thing.
Yeah,
because like Sucker Punch is not like a great movie.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, Parker loves it. And so he's made me watch it.
That's so funny.
And I think he's trying to get me to watch it again sometime soon.
Let me know. I'll watch it with you guys.
Okay. If we do do that, he'd be down.
Oh, I saw, I went and looked at like some reviews and on Letterboxd, and people were like, this looks like it, like Zack Snyder just asked for a script on like from AI, you know? And like, I was like, ooh, it kind of does.
Oh. Like that's how the writing feels.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess just like the idea of like starting with a bunch of exposition, explaining what the story is supposed to be, and then like having most of the movie be like gathering a team. Those are very tropey things. So I feel like AI would come up with something similar.
Yeah. It's just, they just spent so much time on like the getting the team together thing when it should have just been like 30 minutes, but
maybe no. Daniel, you should read the comic book Rebel Moon that has been coming out.
I don't have faith in that either.
What if it's great? What if it fixes everything?
No, there's like literally nothing you can write that would fix that.
Don't know that for sure because you haven't read it.
I'm not reading that.
Okay.
I'm not paying money for that. I didn't pay money for this.
Yeah.
But anyway, not good movie. You know, like I was really hyped for it because it looks sick.
It does seem like it would be
cool. And I was like, I want to watch this in like fucking IMAX, but they didn't show it in theaters here, you know? I'm glad that they didn't because I'd have been very disappointed. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. What are we reading next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
I don't know.
When do you...
Do you want to read Super Sons?
No.
Why not?
Maybe later.
We haven't read a DC thing since 52.
That was a lot of DC, didn't it?
That was a lot of DC.
How about...
We were talking about Iron Man. You want to do Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron Man.
Let's do Iron Man. Finally.
Yeah,
205 weeks later since starting, we'll finally do Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, 205. All right, let's see what we got here. The Invincible Iron Man.
The Matt Fraction one?
The Five Nightmares is the name of the trade.
Is that the Matt Fraction one?
Yeah.
We're finally doing it. Because I feel like most Iron Man stuff that people say is like good, like the stuff by like Warren Ellis or like, didn't like Mark Miller do some Iron Man stuff? Like that stuff's pretty long. So
no, I just want like a solid trade. This is the run from 2004.
Dude, I love that era of comics.
Yeah, dude, like early 2000s.
Early
2000s. When they're on the brink of like disaster.
And they're just throwing whatever
That's out. When shit's awesome.
It's so good. You know what I'm surprised we haven't done in our 200 weeks?
Let me write it down. What?
Well, I'm surprised that we haven't like accidentally read the wrong trade, like one of us. Like if we say like, oh, let's do like the Hulk or whatever, or like,
I mean, we've read the wrong run.
We have, but we both read the same run at least. But like, there's a lot of Iron Man out there. So I think it'd be funny, like just one of these weeks, we just accidentally read different trades.
Yeah, then we just have to like fucking
then we have explain to, like, figure it out. Other. Like you explain to me what you read.
Is this one, Nathan?
Yeah, that's the one I have.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Five Nightmares. Salvador LaRocca? He's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, he just covers.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So.
Anyway, jolly good show. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for watching. Tell us
your favorite Iron Man run.
Yeah. Tell us if you watch Rebel Moon.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Should Daniel read the comic?
Yeah.
Are we going to read the trade when that comes out?
Oh, God. chambersbot@gmail.com.
It would be interesting because you've seen the movie and I haven't, maybe to read it and be like,
I will like gladly explain everything if there's anything to explain.
I'm liking this idea more and more because I think it would be miserable.
Because like the first issue came out like in December, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like
when the movie came out.
How many issues is it?
It's probably five.
Okay. We'll look into it.
Yeah. Because I think the next issue, it's like still coming out actively.
So. Linktree in the bio, like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that.
Yep.
We'll talk at you next week.
Give us an email, tradewordspot@gmail.com. Did you say that?
I sure did.
Okay. But all
thanks
right.
Thanks for saying it again.
You got all the things. Give us five stars.
Incompetent, five stars. We'd love it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'll contribute to this ending.
All right. Bye.
Bye.